The skies are overcast above Kevin Kropp's orchard. As the rain begins to fall, he shows me around his cherry trees.
These are cherry trees on the right here. And it's every fruit grower's nightmare to have a combination of an early bloom with the potential of cold fronts coming through later on in the season.
But that's exactly what happened this spring. Mid-April, a cold front moved in. The skies cleared, and the temperature dropped down to a devastating 23 degrees.
We were out here firing up wind machines, heaters. We started about 11 o'clock and ran those for 10 hours. And surprised it was that cold that early, but once it was, we knew we were in trouble. So
we walk into a block of cherry trees. Row after row of the trees are covered in bundles of little pods, flowers that were starting to turn into cherries.
These have been pollinated and were starting to grow, and now they're black, and if you look inside, they're really just turning to mush.
There are a few bright green bulbs hidden among the black and blotchy ones. Kropp estimates that at most he'll see a 10% yield on his cherries. He says he always hopes for 100%, but he usually sees around 60%.
It's pretty tough. I mean, you've invested your blood, sweat, tears, and money over the whole course of the season, and within 2 or 3 hours, and with a cold front like we had, we can lose, you know, the entire crop and entire investment and all that money and time put into that in just a few hours.
Down the dirt road is another block of cherries. These 2 acres were covered with a tent. It's an expensive and time-consuming precaution, but almost all of the blossoms have turned to healthy green cherries.
When I get discouraged in other places, I come in here under the cover and get a little boost in my enthusiasm again.
Underneath the big white tent, I tell him I might talk to some scientists about the freeze and if he has a question for them.
Well, maybe just the trend that we see, it seems to be we're having warmer winters, earlier springs. You know, it just seems to be a trend that, you know, we've seen over the last 10 years. What they attribute that to would be really interesting to see.
So I brought his question to Nolan Duskin. He's a researcher at Colorado State University and Colorado's state climatologist.
Well, Kevin, I've looked at the data for Colorado as far back as we've had weather stations, and that takes us back into the 1880s or so over on the western slope. Throughout that time period, we've had plenty of ups and downs, warmer winters, colder winters, a warm spring here and there. But what you have seen and are describing is consistent with what data are showing, especially for the spring times.
He says that variability is a trademark of Colorado weather, but springtime temperatures have seen a warming trend. Pinning down the exact reason why is tricky.
But it's certainly consistent with what's expected with the ever-increasing greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere, and a pattern that's been showing up in the United States, which has been favoring more warmth west of the Rockies in particular.
In fact, the Southwest is seeing the strongest warming trend in the U.S., and this area is right on the edge of that. NASA measures the CO2 in the atmosphere daily. The week of the freeze, the amount of CO2 was about 40% higher than it was in the year 1800. Duskin says we'll probably continue to see this warming spring trend in years to come.
Just because these springs are warming up quicker doesn't mean there still aren't going to be catastrophic spring freezes.
As for Kevin Kropp, he's still optimistic. The danger in growing cherries here has always been present.
Cherries are on the edge of making it here, but we like cherries. We like to grow them. They're a sexy fruit, I guess you'd say. It's just fun to grow, and when we can get a crop, it's fun.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.